In our first batch of news, we hear how the fire service and the RNLI were kept busy on Bank Holiday Monday, and how our police chief had praise for the visitors who ventured out to our coast. We also learn of the final closure of the Coleman's mustard factory and the effects of the sudden collapse of a holiday company. And finally, we reveal who was responsible for the keyboard impression in the concrete of a Norwich street.
A block of flats and offices that was hit by a fierce blaze is not habitable, according to fire chiefs. The cause of the fire that had spread through the upper floors of the building in Norwich is now being investigated by the fire service. 9 crews were called to the building in Fishergate just before 2 p.m. on Bank Holiday Monday, after flames and a large plume of smoke could be seen coming from the roof. In total, 25 Norfolk Fire and Rescue appliances from across the city and beyond were directed to the scene to help get the fire under control. No one was injured in the incident, with a fire service spokesman confirming that all residents were out and accounted for. With the smoke visible from across the city, onlookers lined the bank of the nearby River Wensum to watch as the afternoon events unfolded. Tom Duncan, an eyewitness, said, "We saw lots of smoke and heard lots of sirens. Then, as we came around the corner, we could see flames shooting up in the air."
19 people, including children, had to be rescued after they were cut off by the tide and found themselves stranded off the Norfolk coast. Coast Guard rescue teams from Wells and Clye and Hunstanton, along with the RNLI from Hunstanton, were called to Brancaster Beach at just after 5 p.m. on Bank Holiday Monday. The stricken group had been cut off by the tide on the offshore nature reserve of Skolt Head Island and were unable to get back to dry land. The Coast Guard rescue teams helped to get the group, 14 adults, 5 children and 4 dogs, off the island and back to the shore. A spokesman for HM Coast Guard said all were taken ashore and were given appropriate safety advice.
Norfolk Police Chief Constable Simon Bailey said that parts of Norwich were very busy over the bank holiday weekend, as hot weather and the easing of some lockdown restrictions led to people going out. Areas such as Hunstanton, Brancaster and Horsted Mill had seen a large number of visitors, but people had been sensible about sticking to guidelines over social distancing. Blakeney, Cromer, Munsley, C. Pauling, Stiffkey and Wells had been moderately busy. He said, "It seemed that people have sensibly adhered to the rules around social distancing. Officers had been engaged with people, but we have not had to break up any large congregations." Mr. Bailey said that there had been large queues of people buying chips in Cromer, but that he was pleased that they had been socially distancing while waiting to order and collect their food. "The easing of lockdown restrictions has meant people are able to drive to take part in exercise, which has prompted pleas for people not to swarm the Norfolk coast."
Coleman's workers closed the gates to their Norwich factory for the final time last Friday, having called the site home for nearly 166 years. The brand is owned by Unilever, which announced in March 2018 that it was shutting the Carrow Works site, making 113 staff redundant or reassigned. Andy Watts, factory manager at Unilever's Carrow site, said, "Having spent nearly 30 years working at the Carrow site, I'm proud of the passion and commitment my colleagues and team have shown, right up to the very last day. A magnificent site with magnificent employees. I wish everyone all the very best in their next steps in life." Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said, "This last day reminds us of the long association between Coleman's, Norwich and generations of families that worked at the plant. It's a very sad moment. Going forward, the Coleman site forms part of a wider potential regeneration of East Norwich, with the possibility of new businesses, employment and homes, creating a new community that will strengthen the city. Unilever has preserved a link between Coleman's and its Norfolk roots, having signed a decade-long supply deal with Condimentum, which has recently opened a state-of-the-art mustard mill at Easton. The mill will process 5,000 tonnes of mustard seed a year, as well as 1,000 tonnes of fresh Norfolk-grown mint leaves, to produce mustard flour and blended mint for Coleman's condiments. Mr. Watts added, "In a world of constant change, after an amazing 165 years at Carrow, we're also pleased that the Coleman brand stays connected to Norwich through the opening of Condimentum's new mill, with some of our colleagues now working there and continuing to share their knowledge and expertise."
More than 64,000 bookings have been cancelled and around 2,500 jobs lost due to the collapse of Special Leisure Group SLG. Travel trade organisation ABTA said the coronavirus pandemic is the main reason for the collapse, and it struggles to issue thousands of refunds while new bookings ground to a halt. As well as running a well-known coach firm, Shearing Holidays, SLG also operated hotels under different brands. Two in Norfolk are affected. The Bay Carlton in Yarmouth, which is on the seafront, is operated under SLG Bay's Hotel brand. Under the Coast and Country brand, the Golden Line in Hunstanton is also affected. Both these hotels are now ceasing to trade, SLG said. SLG owns several other brands, including National Holidays, Wallace Arnold Travel and Bay Hotels. SLG Chief Executive Richard Calvert said, "This is a terrible, sad day for employees. Customers and commercial partners of the Specialist Leather Group and its subsidiaries, which have entered into administration. It is heartbreaking that the required funding or investment could not be secured to get us through this unpredicted crisis in order to save SLG and our amazing travel bands." The vast majority of SLG cancelled bookings were coach packages holidays, which are financially protected under the Bond Coach Holiday Scheme. Anyone with a package holiday, including a flight, can claim their money back through ATOL, which is operated by the Civil Aviation Authority. Customers with hotel-only bookings are advised to contact their credit or debit card provider in a bid to retrieve their money.
Visitors to the city have long speculated over the history of the imprint of a commuter keyboard in the pavement on the corner of Princes Street and Elm Hill, with a number of theories posed over the years. As it happens, one of those ideas has turned out to be true, as discovered by a researcher who specialises in the history of computing and gaming. Nostalgia Nerd spent weeks chasing the theory that it was created by a student from the nearby Norwich University of the Arts, the NUA. His search proved fruitless, until he got a reply from a woman named Molly Soule, who turned out to be the original artist. Mrs. Soule made the imprint using a keyboard mould that she created while studying at NUA, then known as the Norwich School of Art and Design, between 1999 and her graduation in 2001. She said, "It was very off the cuff. I was walking to college and somebody had just laid a beautiful piece of cement on that corner. I was making a lot of sculpture moulds about how the internet was changing things and how email was altering the way we work. I was melting keyboards in my studio, and I had this mould and just thought I would push it in the cement and see if I could leave a mark. It was just one of those times when you're trying to put your work out there so you have an audience of some sort. I'd love to go back to Norwich. I haven't been back in a long time. I'm sad to wreck the conspiracy theories for people." Since leaving Norwich, Mrs. Soule has built a successful career as a digital artist in the film industry.